Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Camille and Kristen Baker's Psychic Hour. We have rather a noisy introduction, clanging and beeping and microwaving.
From an industrial yard today.
Sounds like it, or an industrial kitchen.
On the road.
Don't say that. Don't say that. That would be no good, no good. Okay, we are here to take your calls, everyone. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We do have a caller in the queue. We're going to get to you just in a moment. Also, we'd like to invite you to follow us on Facebook and on X, formerly known as Twitter. Please join us on our social media sites. And I am going to post to our pages so people know that we are on the air doing that. What else? Again, and we have another caller, 312. So 856 is first and then 312. But why don't you fill them in on the listeners in on what we recently it's not necessarily an award, but we were ranked.
I don't know what the name of
it is. We were ranked. It's FeedSpot?
Well, we were on a couple. We're like number 2 on one out of nationwide.
Number 2, just the number you want to be.
We're number 8, I think, on another one.
Yeah, it's 80 best
nationwide.
80 best 1 hour podcasts. We're 8th on that list.
Yeah, so, you know, that was just, we didn't prompt it or do anything.
Yeah, we didn't apply, and a lot of people do.
We apparently have people who listen to all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows, and we got selected.
I mean, C-SPAN precedes us, NPR, The Beijing Hour, This American Life. I mean, these are major shows. The TED Radio Hour is 5th. So we're 8th.
Yeah, and The Beijing Hour is a veterinarian podcast.
What?
The Beijing Hour, you said? That's a veterinarian.
Beijing Hour? Beijing Hour.
Oh, Beijing.
You know, it's so funny. I was thinking of veterinarian. Just a couple minutes, the word veterinarian, like, before we encountered each other. No, I was thinking about being a vegetarian and switching it to veterinarian.
Actually, I was thinking about being a veterinarian.
You know, people make that joke commonly. Well, I'm a vegetarian, veterinarian, because it's kind of sounds
the only
close.
Option left.
Anyway,
is veterinarian.
It's not a very funny joke, but anyway, let's get to the callers. Enough of our nonsense. 856. Hi.
Hi. How are you? It's Rosemaria.
Oh, wow. Rosemaria, long time. We haven't heard from you.
It's been a while.
It's been a long while. 1974, 1231, right?
Right.
Well, I still remember your birth date, even after, gosh, it's probably been a year or so.
Probably, yeah. It's been a while.
So you were having, last time we spoke, I'll just ask you what your question is.
I've got a lot going on, a lot of craziness now with my brother after my father passed away. So it's a lot of shitty-ass things going on, him and his lawyer. And whatever pick up from that or what's coming in for the positive for this year, next month or so. Because I lost everything, job and all, so a lot of craziness.
What job were you working? What were you working just for the interest of time?
Like credits and collections. For Toyota, so.
Collections?
Right.
For Toyota. And right now you're in a legal battle with your brother Your brother or brothers?
My brother.
Just one brother? Do you have his birth date?
12/7/75.
Okay. 32/5. And you've got a lawyer representing you?
No. Trying to find one, and they're crazy with the prices, and someone don't understand what I'm trying to do, and someone just let it go, and it's just his lawyer's doing a lot of crazy things with him, so if that makes sense.
I guess it makes sense. What you're saying is he has representation, you don't have representation, you don't have the funds to afford a lawyer, you don't have a job. Have you tried to get a lawyer on contingency?
I tried calling them up, and they sent me somewhere that would, like, North Jersey, and I'm like, I'm in South Jersey. And there's, like, nobody that could help me. They don't have anybody.
But you can't get a lawyer that's in South Jersey versus North Jersey. I mean, it's a distance, but because of, you know, the internet and everything, it seems like you could get representation. We have someone that on the show that had a disability attorney, and she'd moved to North Carolina, and her disability attorney was in Chicago. So it's possible. I mean, it's in the same state at least. Did you call the attorney?
Yeah, and they're like, one's $5,000, and I'm like, dude, you gotta work with me. I'm not working at the moment, and I got $500. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's not like
Did you call the
legal services? Yeah,
that's
they don't help. Yeah, they don't have anybody.
Okay.
Because they're private lawyers.
Well, your brother and you have a strong karmic connection when the birth dates are put together. Your years are interchangeable. You're born in the same month. And your master numbers together come to 6, which is not really that significant.
Your problem, Rosamaria, is a karmic problem that you brought into this stage of life that now has combined itself with your current earthly problem. So you have a current... You have a karma past life agenda going on, and you have this lifetime combined with it. You have a problematic brother, and your father is deceased, and you're trying to figure out the estate. Is this all under $30,000, would you say, or is there more involved in that?
More
like
how much? Approximately how much is involved?
120.
Okay,
over 300,000?
You can say that.
Okay,
so I don't know why I said 30.
Over 300,000, though. I mean, 30, zero on it.
So, you know, it would behoove you to get an attorney. Do you have a copy of your father's will?
Yeah, I had a fight for it after a month and a half.
What is your father's will clearly say? Is it 50-50, or what is your brother challenging?
He's challenging that he gets it all, and I don't get nothing.
Well, what is the will? What does the will say? Does the will put you in there?
Yeah, I just get one apartment, and my brother gets the rest.
So your brother, we know this because your father was kind of sexist, right? He favored your brother.
Because I don't get nothing, because I'm not married or have a kid, so.
So that decreases your value, and you're Italian, right? So it's very traditional Italian.
So your
law doesn't go by like that way, but I don't know. Everybody probably did wrong.
Yeah. So Will states you get one apartment, and he gets the rest, right?
Right.
And the will is clearly stated that way?
Is it a will or trust?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yes, that's what it says. And now he's writing a letter saying that I have to get wherever he tells me to go to, and I got to pay my utilities, and I can't afford it, and all that stuff. A lot of chaos.
Okay, so you know you could. If you get the apartment, obviously you're going to be responsible for the bills of the apartment, or you sell the apartment. You can't change the facts of the will. He can't dictate what you can do outside of the content of the will. So you don't really need a lawyer, but if you're going to get a lawyer, it might behoove you just to have a lawyer look it over, spend $100-$200, and get upon his recommendations where your rights are. But he can't, you know, we can't give legal advice. If you're asking us psychically what's going to happen, because you kind of rumbled around and asked us a lot of questions about your interest levels. So I would say that, don't worry what your brother says. Who cares what he says? The legal document of the will is what protects you. And that's what you can enforce. If you need an attorney's assistance, it would behoove you to hire one just to get it enforced and get it over with. Don't worry about what he says. And if he's a big bully or whatever he is, it doesn't matter. You're protected by the legalities of the will. That's number one. Number two, what was your other question before Kristen contributes?
Well, I have that coming up once, but it's not what I want to do. But if I'm moving or...
Okay, we have a lineup of callers, so this is what I feel. The will is going to come out okay, but you might need the assistance of an attorney and put out some money just to get some information.
But she has no money.
If you have no money, you're protected by the will. Don't ignore what you're... You know, you have to go to court and have the will enforced. You're going to have to pay something.
Rosa Maria, this is my thought. I mean, are you trying to, if you had an attorney, you were able to pay an attorney, would you challenge, and first of all, we have to determine whether this is a will or if it's like a trust. Because a will is different. Huh?
Because what my brother wrote to me is not what my father wanted. None at all.
Well, how do you know? I mean, how do you know that, number one? And two, is it a will or is it a trust?
Both.
It's a will and a trust. So,
right.
And so this is what I was getting to. My feeling is that if you had the money to have to pay an attorney, you would be challenging this will trust. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, that's what you want to do. That's what I want to get straight. So you want to challenge the terms of the will or the trust. What I suggest to you, Rosa Maria, I suggest you get a contingency attorney. If you shoot me an email, Neil does an email on Facebook, and give me your location, I will look for you. I mean, it's not going to take me a lot of time to find someone, but I believe that I can find someone that might be able to help you. I don't mind doing that. But I think you should sound the bell.
Appreciate it. Because everybody's telling me somebody looked at it, one of a close friend with my father, because this is not what your father wanted, and my brother put words in my father's mouth English is not his native language. He's broken English as hell. You get my drift.
Yeah, and he was not totally, I mean, I don't know when the will was created, but was he completely in his, did he have all his faculties?
Yeah, he did. My mother has it at that, because she was starting to deteriorate. He did, but it's the language barrier. And my brother fed into it with his lawyer.
I see.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. So what I suggest to you is Facebook me. I don't know what to do about your job situation. I mean, I think you're going to get work. I think you will get work, but it may take a little bit of time to get a job. So we've got so many callers.
So yeah,
Facebook me, and I will look for you. But I think you should tell me that well.
Yeah, like you said, the legal service is giving me an issue, and they don't do that there has to be a private lawyer. They're still telling me.
Right. A lawyer that will take your, if this is a $300,000 trust or plus trust that you're fighting, a lawyer is going to be interested in getting a cut of that. And if he feels you have a case, you can have a consultation, a free consultation with a contingency attorney. And if there is a case, then he will take it on contingency. I think they take like 30%.
A third.
Yeah, a third. So that's a third, 33%. Anyway,
yeah,
that's what you need to do.
Cool.
And I think email me and let me know where you're located so I can just do a little searching for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to find somebody like that, but no luck. Oh, I'm
really good at finding, would you say?
Yeah.
I am very resourceful. So I would suggest emailing on Facebook and I will look for you.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, 312. I don't know if 312 wants to speak with us. Hi. Hello, 312. Okay. Okay. Dion.
Hello?
Is this Dion?
Hello?
No. Hi.
No, it's not. No. Hi. I had called last week and I used the name Carla, and then there was this whole discussion about me maybe potentially deceiving you guys. I go by Zara, but that was like, I haven't called you guys in like a year, over a year. It's been a while. And I think, listen, I think we even had a discussion way back about a year and a half ago. Kristen, you had said like, you knew that Zara was not my real name. And I admitted that was just an alias I used. So I was like, I don't know why there was this whole discussion about somehow that, you know, I hung up on purpose because you recognized my voice. That wasn't the thing. No, I actually, what happened was very innocent. My phone died. And by the time I got my battery, I mean, you know, got the charger to plug it, I was more amused by what was being said about the call. So I just said, fine, I'll just, you know, call back next week and explain what happened.
It's fine. Just forget about it. Let's just move forward. So, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain. No one was trying to, you know, be.
That's okay.
Because I
admit
it. You know, I admitted it a long time ago with you guys. We had a discussion that I don't use my real name, but because,
you
know, I want
to
check my privacy.
You don't have to use your real name. I remember that conversation, and I thought, I felt that Zara was an alias. I just felt that psychically.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Okay.
So I just thought, like, why was this whole rigmarole? And but anyway, so I just wanted to clear that up. Nobody was trying to be, you know, underhanded.
That's
okay. I just wanted to clear that up. But anyway, that's fine. That's all I'm calling. No, that's okay. I'm not actually asking a question. I'm just going to sit with it. I've been meditating on it. So I appreciate that. I just wanted to clarify and call you and just say thank you for all you do. And I was not trying to be funny.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Let it go. It's fine.
It's fine. It's over. Move on.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. I just felt the need to explain because, you know, like I listened and I was like, oh my God, they're making it so much bigger than it actually is. So anyway, that's all. I just wanted to clarify and thank you again. And I'll call back when I feel the need, but I just wanted to clarify. All right, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. We appreciate your call.
Well, good.
And
that's
story.
Good karma. So everything's fine.
All the best. Okay.
Everything's fine. We let things
great.
Go real quick.
Whatever name I use, whatever.
And there was nothing wrong. We understand it was a misunderstanding and the clarification we appreciate.
Absolutely. Yeah, just, you know, everybody has their choice to use their name or not. And I just feel like in a public forum, I prefer not to. And that's and I have been using that for a while. But I change it from time to time. It's new year. And So anyway, all right. All the best, guys. Take care.
Okay, best
thank
to you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I feel like, why did I think she was Dion? I thought Dion was in line. What's wrong with me? Recognize number. There, you are in line. Hi.
Hi. I don't know if Rose Maria is still listening, but Rose Maria, she's going to save you hours and hours and hours of time. I don't know how Kristen does it, but she does do that. That's like one of her superpowers.
Yeah, I'm resourceful. I am resourceful. Dion can attest to it. Okay, so what is your question? We want to get to everybody today. 312 is back, so we were unable to bring 312 on. We're going to take you next, and then 518 after Dion. So everybody's getting a reading. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Go ahead.
So my question today is a new character in my book series that I'm writing, even though I took a little small break, I'm still doing research, had died. See if you could do a mediumship reading in that, on that, on her, the woman.
A woman died.
Connect with her?
Well, that might take more time than we've got, Dionne. That may take more time than we've got. But the only thing that I'm getting quickly has to do with vehicles. So if there's any symbol of vehicles in your book or anything that has to do with cars, that's the first thing that's coming. I don't know where it's going yet, but that's the first thing that's coming. And, but you see what you're asking for with our lineup, if we have time, we can come back and get into it, because connecting to a spirit on the other side when we have a lot of callers is going to, it won't be fair. It'd be like doing a, you know, a 2 minute car wash when you need, when your car's dirty. You're trying to connect somebody on their side takes a little bit more time. But what do vehicles have any symbolism to you?
So the, so this person that I suspect is involved was out of town on purpose that day, and he was like, is connected to the vehicle situation.
What vehicle situation?
So it's Aaron's sister died, and this in the same area where she lived, his friend just so happened to be out of town that night, and it's the same friend of his that got caught driving his car illegally, and then it was impounded.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh, then there is a connection going on. So at least we made a connection, and so that's a good start, with, given the time slot.
Just the question, is there anyone in this, I'm getting cigarette smoke, so anyone in this little triangular group of people we have?
All of them.
Smokers. Well, okay, so we're making a connection. What we'll do, Dionne, is come back to you.
Okay.
Is that okay? Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. Do you have the time?
All day.
Okay. All right.
All day, all night, Marianne. not Dionne.
Well, maybe all day, all night, Dionne. Who knows? Okay. 312. Hi. You're back.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. You didn't hear us, or there was some problem with the sound when we tried to bring you on last time. What's your name?
Appreciate it. My name is Marquis. It's my first time calling you guys.
Yeah, I don't recognize you. Is it Marquis, Marquis?
Like a diamond.
Yeah. You are like a diamond. Marquis. Okay. Where are you calling?
Congratulations on your podcast. I'm calling from Chicago, and I finished the MBA last year. I've been working hard, and now I'm job hunting. I'm in the marketing and communications field. So,
okay, don't tell us too much. Don't tell us too much, because
what do you see for upcoming interviews?
Communication field. We want to get your birthday first. So, since we haven't talked to you, we're going to just do a little bit of numerology.
21.
What's your birth date? Full birth date.
21st, 77.
We didn't hear the month. 1977. What's month?
Yeah, you're not coming through. Marquis? And maybe she's not comfortable with the birth date.
No, I think there's a connect.
Oh, Marquis, you're not coming through. Maybe you're on your headphone. I don't know.
Is the month?
The month, yeah.
Yeah, you're not coming through. You keep breaking up.
March, the third month.
March. Okay.
March what?
March 21st, 1977. 3, 4, 5, 6, 16. And geez, 30 equals 3. Okay. So there would have been a change.
2007.
2007, when you were 30 years old, first of all. So if you can go back, I know you want to get to your question, but we want.
That's
just...
the only question we'll ask you. Is there a major question? Was there a major change at the age of 30?
30.
Around the age of 30, a move, a relationship, something happened.
Well, it could be her degree. It's really.
You know what you got to do? You might have to call back because we don't hear you. So it's going to be hard to do a reading under these circumstances. Try calling back if you can hear us, and we'll get to your question.
That we can hear you now.
Step outside. I don't know what's going on, but okay.
Okay, so there must be some kind of connection problem. So 30 years old, what change?
Move at that time.
You moved.
Moved. Okay.
Okay. And you're currently looking for work? It's just too difficult. And it's breaking up the flow.
Yeah. Try calling back because we can't hear you and it's
we really do want to talk to you. So.
Yeah, we don't mind talking to you, but the connection's so bad we can't hear you. So it's going to be futile. Just call back and see if we get a better connection. Let's go to the next call.
Okay, I'm going to take her off and she can call back. 518.
Hey, Five. Guys. How are you?
Hi. Is this?
It's Val.
Who?
Val.
Val?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Val.
How are you guys doing? Hi.
Hi. Good.
I just kind of wanted to see what you see coming up. Last time I talked to you guys, you said you definitely saw me in another position by the end of this month. And I have no prospects at all. Zero, zip, nada.
69. Yeah, but you were at that job that they asked you for promotion, right? They were going to possibly promote you to a managerial position.
Right. But you saw me, I believe, if I'm looking at my notes, somewhere in a completely different, job.
She's a 29.
And nothing's changed.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing's changed.
No prospects either.
Well, wait a minute. Val, do you know anyone currently or in the near around this time zone that was getting married or was engaged? Anything with a wedding or a marriage anywhere near?
A wedding or a marriage.
I'm trying to think here.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I know a ton of people married. I know a ton of people divorced, but I don't know anybody who's getting married.
Did anybody get married in the last year?
Do I know anybody who's gotten married in the last year? Do I really know anyone? No.
I don't know why. There's a reason why a wedding or a marriage is coming up or an anniversary. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for it.
Well, there's a ton of anniversaries. Well, I mean, that's just kind of...
We don't have that.
Wait a minute. You said there's a ton of anniversaries?
Well, I mean, I hear a lot of people saying, oh, my anniversary. People I don't really know, So, I mean, a lot of people have anniversaries within a year. So I don't know how that really pertains to
It does pertain because what we're talking about, see, you're trying to find a job position. And you're not really making the connections you need. And so the correlation, Val, is that you're hearing people you don't really know talking about an anniversary, but you don't really know them that well, but you've been hearing the word a lot. So now
I know people whose anniversaries have come up past. I know people who I don't really know. I mean, if you look in a year, there's probably millions of anniversaries in a year's time.
Yeah, but listen to where I'm going.
Okay, go ahead.
The theme of the anniversary and the fact that you're validating it on the level you are, doesn't matter the variations of it, suggests that your job prospect is outside of the perimeter of your awareness, but it's on its way. So you said by the end of the year, you didn't get it by the end of the year. But what we're saying
No,
is
you said by the end of January. I'm confused, I guess. You said by the end of January because I told you I had just gotten a position. But then you said, no, I see you in a, you know, in another like job by the end of January. And there's nothing, even no prospects for that. I've tried and nothing.
Yeah.
No. I'm like ready to throw my hands up and just walk away.
What kind of work what are you looking for? What kind of work?
Something more with a little bit of research, something with kind of in an office type setting, being able to help people, like research, you know, get answers to people, help
what
people
about,
in that way.
What about, this is what's coming to my mind. Have you applied at any law firms, anything with attorneys?
I know that's not my cup of tea at all. I have friends who have worked in law firms for years, and it's just not my, that's not
so
my
you
thing.
Don't want to do, so you don't want to, do you have a strong aversion to law firms?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, it's a difficult position because if we're seeing something, that means that something is there. As psychics, if we're seeing something, even though it hasn't come in yet, we have to incorporate the idea that we are psychics and we're seeing something come in. That's not just a general statement. Like anyone could say that.
Right.
So we're being specific. We're trying to maybe what we're trying to do is usher in with some sense of immediacy this job situation. Your numbers suggest you're going to get a job. How old are you right now? You're what?
53?
54.
54?
So 54 is a 9.
Yes, 54,
and,
of course.
And you have a difficult karma, which is true, because you have an 11 in your 101. There's an 11, and you're a 29, 11, 2, and 11s are always problematic. They're just the way it is. But you have some very wonderful numbers in your 6 and 9. Those are great. In our deck of cards. And that suggests when those two numbers get put together, it suggests the 6, which is vision. So we're going to assume that our vision is going to connect to you getting a job. And all you got to do is just put out your feelers and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Keep doing that. There's no magic to it. Just keep doing that. Because I think in this little boat, you're going to catch a fish. And that's what's going to count. So we do see you making a connection. And we're not at the end of January yet, not quite. So I would say just to keep putting it out. And sure enough, our prediction or our vision will come true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing like the law firm came in, one, because you talked about wanting something that involved research. So that came to mind. But I'm also seeing a lot of books. Like, you know, in law firm, they have a lot of books. Why ew? You said you want to do research.
Yeah, but more research, like looking things up through the computer. I hate to read. Oh, my gosh,
well, no,
I hate to read.
It's not about reading, but it's about a setting that might have books in it. It doesn't mean that you're going to be reading the books.
Okay, I was going to say I don't feel like researching through books.
I'm not saying, Valerie.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, it's not about you researching through books. It's
well,
about,
okay.
Right.
It
but,
could be
but
the content on the computer
it's
itself.
It's symbolic. So. It's symbolic.
Okay.
It's so you have to look at things as a symbol. So, law firm. A law firm, you know, they have books. Doesn't mean they're looking through the books. They're probably looking things up on the computer. You don't want to look at a law firm. But what other places would have a lot of books? Maybe a doctor's office. Medical.
Library.
You talked about doing medical records, right, before?
Mm-hmm.
And are you still looking in that field?
That was just something that had come up, and a friend of mine worked there. It was an office setting, which I would have had to do some research, get back to people. That's the type of thing I'm looking for. So when that position came up, I'm like, okay, this is in the realm of what I like to do that I know I'm very good at. So it wasn't necessarily pinpointing the medical records per se. It was the type of work it was. And since that job came up, it.
Your orientation is you want to, if you have a problem and a person needs an answer, You're a person. Mm-hmm. You're a person pleaser. You want to go help the person by doing research to give them the answer they need or the resolution they're seeking. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. That is me to a T.
Okay. So there are X number of companies that help people. That could be as much as cable companies. You know, people are disturbed with their bills and they're in panic. You are a person that wants to do research to help people settle their conflicts and their problems if there's some mistake going on, a misunderstanding, so you can clear it up. We just dealt with somebody like that today that helped us out, and it was very gratifying. So
I hope they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very gratifying. So you really, and I'll tell you, there are a lot of people that work the phones that stink. They lie
oh, yes.
and throw you back. They don't do the research they're going to.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So you're the kind of person that sticks to your guns. You're going to get a job. I think you're going to get a job. But, you know, just broaden your field, because you could work for – there are so many areas you – I mean, people who work the phones and do research and try to figure things out, they flip those people over. Those people get tired, whatever. You're in a position in life where you would be settled in that kind of job. You're not a young person getting, you know, a hamburger. So you're this idea of you getting secured could be in any, I mean, the field is innumerable. There's numerous areas where you could be searching. Broaden
right.
your scope, getting a job really quick. What do you want to say?
Nothing. I just, you know, I'm trying to figure out where this theme of, you know, real estate, I don't know if that's interesting to you. That's another place where there's a lot of books.
Like even cable companies, when you have a dispute with your bill.
Yeah.
You know,
right. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but here's the thing. And I think I know I've said this before. Because of my health situation, I'm not dying, thank God, that I know of, but I am unable to work full time. There's where the problem lies. I do get reached out. Well, no, I do get reached out to by many. I get reached out to by many, many companies with very good salary jobs, of phenomenal. But I say, I can't work full time. You want to cut that in half and give me half the salary. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we can't. We need full time. So everybody is looking for full time, full time, full time, full time. Well, you see, I have experience that meets what you need and it exceeds what you need. Would you consider? No, full time, full time, full time. Sorry. So the problem lies with the fact that I am only allowed to work a certain amount, make a certain amount of money a month.
Oh, are you on disability?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
why. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it.
Well, you know.
Got it. So it's tough to find something to, because you have to be very careful about that threshold or if you go.
You got it.
Totally.
Okay.
True.
So I just dealt with somebody from the New York Book Review because they were giving me problems and I was requesting something that all the other representatives couldn't do. I finally got somebody who fulfilled my request. And
that would
actually,
be me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So and I said, do you work at the New York Review? He goes, no, I work at home, but I'm employed by them. So, you know, and they did an excellent job. And so, you know, you work at home, you're comfortable there, you be in your bathrobe, working, doing research, helping people out, fulfilled. That's what I think is going to happen. But here's, you know, examples, utility companies, subscription, magazine subscriptions, answering service to doctors. I mean, there's so many
collections agencies. Someone just talked about being a collections agent. That was a former caller. You weren't on the line.
Oh, okay. But I mean, even those people have reached out to me, collection agencies, attorneys have, phone companies, I've gotten FedEx. I mean, they've reached out to me for these amazing job and other companies as well and research companies. I'm like, no, I can't do it full time. Sorry. Thanks though. No, can't.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't know how many times those words have come out of my mouth.
Well, it doesn't matter. You just haven't caught the fish yet, but you're in the right waters. So just keep it up because you're going to be getting someone coming in really quick.
Okay.
right. And I'll keep looking.
Even though part-time jobs, it may become challenging, I'm telling you, the company that will take you on.
Okay. All right. I'll keep looking. I'm pulling my hair out. You have no idea.
I know. It's frustrating. And sometimes, you know, the timelines.
Don't pull your hair out. Wigs are expensive.
Yeah. as far as timelines go, you know, we said January, but sometimes things, there are extenuating circumstances that sometimes make predictions, a timeline prediction, not totally.
Yeah, you know, God, right, I've heard even God say oops once in a while.
Okay.
No. Sorry. That's funny, but I don't challenge God with stuff like that.
So you've got your good points. You're a vegetarian. That's good. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm talking about good karma points. So, you know, we'll work with that to try to help manifest something for you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's helpful. I appreciate it. So just, I guess, quickly, what do you see? You mentioned lawyer, so you feel I'm going to be working in an attorney? Or is there...
No, it was a mix. It was a suggestion, one.
Oh, okay.
Because she likes research. So it was like, you know, creative suggestion. Two, I saw books.
Okay.
So any place that might have books, not meaning Valerie is going to be using those books, but you know, the lawyers probably don't use their books, like I said, anymore.
Right.
But lots of lawyers have tons of books in their office.
Oh,
a medical doctor may have a lot of books in their office.
You know, you can go to magazine subscriptions and apply there, because there may be topics, you know, law magazines. There's all different kinds of areas and subscriptions where they have an 800 number that you call and you get an answer and you get a representative.
Yeah, a lot of times, though, those are overseas.
Doesn't matter. No, the one I get wasn't.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I mean, that's where you start.
I think Sam, are you talking about Sam? He was overseas. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we suggest. And, you know, let us know what happens.
I will, definitely.
I will.
And thank you, guys.
Thanks. Okay, take care.
God bless.
Bye. Okay, we have our caller that was disconnecting back, 312.
Marquis
is back.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, Marquis, hi.
Thank you for your patience.
That's a much better connection. What did you say?
Thank you for your patience.
Oh, of course. So back to your question, you are wondering what's going on in your work life, and you have an MBA in communications. You moved in 2007, which is your karmic change at 30.
Correct.
That's what we've got so far. So you want to know what's going on with the job.
So you want to be in marketing and communications? Is that your goal?
My field. That's correct.
Why, you know, why am I getting a body of water around you? Body of water. Are you?
She's 46 years old.
Do you live anywhere near a body of water?
The Lake Michigan here.
Okay.
I feel like it's in my neighborhood.
It is in your neighborhood. Okay. So I just picking up random things here. You're going to be a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
There seems to be, in other words, you want to be employed in such a way that you're helping somebody with their marketing, your marketing skills is helping, going to help their business. Marquis?
Correct.
Yeah, it's bad connection. So your marketing skills are going to help their business. Okay, so there's a couple of things that I'm seeing that might apply. You want to see the challenge, Marquis, is that you are going to be connecting to a karmic tribe. So any business going backward in time was a tribe that you were connected to that has now evolved as a business. Well, I think at one point you were somewhat involved in a sort of diplomatic past life, diplomacy. you helped ease the tension between certain parties. That's what I think past life is. Now what you've done in your travels through time and space is now you're helping to promote a business, which actually would be that you are sort of a matchmaker, because you're trying to make the business improve their marketing skills so they can make a profit. So you're the kind of the go-between person in terms of creativity and presenting a picture. Now, I'm going to ask you a quick question. Just answer it the best way you can. Who do you know that's in photography that loves to take pictures?
Former model. So I know a lot of people.
You're a model?
Model. From a long line of models.
What?
She's from a long line of models.
Oh, then that's a connection, you see, because that offhanded term does apply to you, and it reaches into your soul, because you're in the model, you're associated with models, and that has nothing to do with marketing right now, not per se.
No, right.
So that means that there's an attachment to our diagnosis of your energy and
evaluation.
And we're sort of, it's a diagnosis because we're trying to evaluate, you know, where you may be having trouble in the job field. And we think that there may be a connection that you're going to find your proper tribal connection, and the quote model reference does allude to some accuracy. So it has, now forget that. That's all that stage was important about. It was making a connection. So you're going to be doing a promotion for a business that has many, many, many stories to the building. It's not one story. It's going to be like 8-10 stories. And you're going to be doing marketing for this building, for this corporation. That's what I see firsthand.
So, Marquis, want to ask you, anybody in, I'm getting writing around you also. So would your job involve, or the job that you want involve, writing at all? Or
lots
is
writing
there,
for sure.
I'm sorry?
Lots of writing.
Lots of writing.
Lots of writing. Okay.
Sure.
It's still the connection.
Yeah, the connection's bad. But, you know, as we move forward, the company has a lot to do with design. So I don't know if your skills are in designing, but the company itself is seeking a design of some kind. And if you're
you mean like a logo?
A design or a logo, but the word design is instrumental to the job at hand. So are you skilled at marketing regarding designs?
I'm more like into branding.
Branding, but that has to do with logos.
Yeah, that's
yes.
It. So branding, you know, like Lee Trousers, you know, you know, that's a brand. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, so branding is really synonymous with design. So yeah, we're getting closer to you finding the area that we are connecting to. Now, just on the side, way off on the side, there's a name, Connie. I don't know if you've ever known a Connie, if you did, or if you do, or if it's casual, that might help. But there's a name, Connie, coming in.
I don't know a Connie, but I'd be pleased to meet her if she's connected to my
friend. Well, have you ever heard of Connie Francis? Do you know that name?
No.
Connie Francis was a singer in the 60s. She kind of died young. But she was an Italian singer, very famous, kind of pop singer. But it has something to do with the entertainment business. So now we're getting into the attitude of entertainment.
Well, and she was, I mean, the modeling is tied to the entertainment, too. So do you want
to... I have a couple of stationery as well. I mean,
apply to a couple of news stations as well. I mean, I just, you know.
News stations, well, that would make sense because it's a communication degree. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's entertainment.
Where, yeah, you're going to be getting something where, you know, it's a radio reading. It's a rough draft reading. But what we're saying is that we're making these somewhat, you know, clumsy connections, but they're psychic. And they're suggesting you're on your way to getting a job, and it's going to have to do with branding. It has to do with a little bit with, quote, design, but synonymous with branding. And there may have something to do with entertainment, but it's a big corporation.
Okay. That's my only question, guys. That's my only question.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, hopefully, I mean, we helped you somewhat in this reading.
Yeah, the reading
move
kind
closer
of break up
to
a reading like this will break up the barriers. So maybe you'll be calling us back in a week or two and saying you land a job.
Certainly hope so. Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thank
okay.
you. You too. Okay. Well, I don't know. You know, we have 7 minutes. Dion's still on the line. I don't know if we have time to really make, you know, deeper connections.
To the person that crossed
yeah.
over? We can try. And it's quick, you
it's
know.
It's fast.
Hi.
Long distance, but.
Hi. Do you have any birth dates, Dion? I know you have Aaron's probably, but I don't know if you have the sisters.
The sister, I know she was born in January.
No, that's
so like somewhere.
That's okay.
Very close to her birthday.
There may be an obituary. What's Aaron's birthday?
December 7th, 1987.
Weird, because there was another 7th. Someone's brother was born December 7th today.
Mine.
Caller. Really? Well, the
oh,
caller.
Oh, my brother, Maria, too.
Rosa Maria's brother was born on this 12-7.
12-7-1987.
87.
Oh,
8, 9, 10, 20. He was a 35-8. And he died in 2023? Early
2022.
Oh, it was 2022.
You see, he's a 35-8. And if we look at your month and add it together, there's a 3. No, and then you have a 5 in your day. So your month and day can match his karmic number of 35.
8.
You both have
the 8 factor.
So there's eight. A significant
connection.
Attitude there. And then your years are aligned, 7 and 3 and 8 and 7. Oh, you have a strong connection with this person that crossed.
But she's asking about the sister. So you, go ahead.
I do have a strong connection with Aaron. And then while I've been working on Aaron's death, his sister died.
And it's very strange. That's very strange.
This, you know, this covers a sort of area, what I would consider to be past life assassination, murder.
But she thinks that the sister was responsible.
Murdered.
Yeah, you think the sister was, but didn't you think the sister was somehow involved in Aaron's death?
No, not
oh,
that one. Twin
oh.
sister. Aaron's death
oh.
twin sister. The twin
okay.
sister was involved, not the one that just died.
Not the one that just
yeah,
died.
You see, past life, this has to do with an assassination bureau. The past life, you're dealing with a past life situation that had to do with murder and assassination within a family. And so there's something going on that transfers back to this present stage where the karma of that now becomes
I've got the birthday.
Significantly involved in like she dying when you're investigating his death and there's all these controversies around it. So you're getting deeper into a past life situation that might even have something to do with a past life Italy. So we go to, you know, the past life region may be Italy.
You know, where her problem is, in her birthday. I found it. It's, she's born 1/12/1982. I mean, obviously she's got an 11 right off the bat, which is not good. 1/1/2, not good numbers. Then in her crossover, she collects a 22. That's 11 times 2. So,
82 is 11.
Yeah. So, and 82 is an 11, 1982 in its full. Yeah, she's a 24/6. So she died at 41. Yeah, I mean, I, you know, obviously, I think it's very suspicious. 41, and what was the cause of death, do you know?
No, they didn't say. They just said that she was found unresponsive in her bathroom and that it was cardiac arrest.
So it's
cardiac arrest.
I mean, they would attribute to substance abuse. Like
that's
what
they say.
Right,
that's
what they're saying.
That's what they said to say about Aaron, too.
That's my point.
But I don't
that's
believe it.
Point. Right. My point is, you know, you can make these deaths look like substance abuse deaths, but it can
no,
be
I think
a
there's some
hand.
Murder thing going
yeah,
on. Yeah, I
for
think
sure.
there's something dark going on.
Definitely.
And there's some, you know, usually people kill one another revolving around money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you've got to be careful. You got to be careful in your investigation because the forces you're investigating
are dark.
Are dangerous. I mean, you'd have to really penetrate and hit something hard for them to become aware of you. But they're aware of you as it is.
Correct.
Okay, so we've got to close the show.
Wait 1 second. Does that mean that I don't go continue with her and only just because I was writing his second book?
Well, I would be careful.
I mean, they're already aware of me, but.
I would proceed with caution.
Yeah, proceed with caution.
I would proceed with caution.
Be careful.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we got to close.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're back on the air next week. When? I don't know. We'll TBA.
Surprise.
Okay. We'll surprise everyone. Bye-bye.